Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Chaf Hei. Daf Chaf Hei, we are on Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. You didn't get all the way down yesterday, so I'm going to start with the fifth to last skinny line, Tana Rabbanan. Hikal Eino V'Kasa, so we're talking about the topic of Yitzias going out based on the fact that the master, the Ebekanani going out because of the master knocking out a tooth or an eye, the Yitzia of Shein V'Ayin. So in that context, so the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Hikal Eino V'Kasa, what if he didn't knock out the eye or blind him totally, he just made him made the eye weaker. He hit him on the eye V'Kasa and it became weaker. Al shino v'nadada, or he hit him on the tooth, and now it's loose. So is that good enough in order to create yitzia? So im yachol l'shayish ben achshav ein eved yasav ben lacheres. If he could still use it now, so then the eved doesn't go to cheres because it's still considered as if he has the tooth. It wasn't a he didn't cause it to lose the tooth. V'imlav or usage of the tooth. V'imlav eved yasav ben lacheres. But if not, if it's not usable, so even though it's physically still attached, still, the Eved goes free with that. V'tanya idach, in a similar brisa, says the Gemara, harishahaisa eino kuhuya v'sima, if a person's eye was, if the Eved's eye was weak to begin with, and he finished the job, v'sima, and he blinded him, but it started, it wasn't completely healthy when he started. Shino neduda, or the tooth was loose beforehand, vihi pila, and then he knocked it out. So he did the makeh b'patish. So im yachol l'shayish ben kfar. So again, it depends. If he could have used them, if he still could have used them before the master knocked it out, so then this is considered a knocking out, and eved yasav ben lacheres, and eved would go three with that. V'im lav, and if not, if it wouldn't be considered, if it was not usable beforehand, it wasn't functional beforehand, then Eved, Ein Eved Yosef Lacheres, then Eved would not go free because it wasn't usable even beforehand. What does it mean to Imlav, if it wasn't usable beforehand? So what does it mean it was Kahuya? If it wasn't usable, does that mean he was blind? So the Shita L'Nodolami just says it means he was able to see light and darkness. He was able to see actual items, but that's what it means. Shalo yachol l'shayish ben klal, v'simu l'gamri ad she'inu yachol l'ros ha'ma'oros klal. He wasn't able to see different levels of light coming through the eye. But the question on this line that the Rishonim ask is, v'im tamar b'shino amay lo nafik, ava v'shalo yachol l'shtamish b'klal, even if it was not usable before and now you knock it out, but now it's off. And we're going to see in a few minutes is a concept that we relate from Hilchos Karbanos of Mechusar Eiver. So he still knocked off a limb of his. By an eye, he didn't knock physically anything out. But here, he knocked off a limb. V'akamashulim Mechusar Eiver. And we're going to see in a few lines that making him a Mechusar Eiver, the Eved still goes free. So why here is it different? Do we say, Ein Eved Yosven Lecheirus? So the Gemara answers, V'yesh Lomar. I mean, the Shita no Dlami answers, no. Yesh Lomar Ayin Eino Omedes Lipol V'yavvishi Samuyav Hashtamashulim Mechusar Eiver. Over there, we're going to talk about an eye, which is not usable, and then you knock out the eye. So an eye is not a silly pole. So when you take it out, when you knock it out, that's mashvehim that gives him the status of a mechusar eiver. Aval shein sofalipo, teeth fall out. So if a tooth is very loose, kivish he nadda kol kach shediach shamish baklav, it's already loose and it's not functional, usable anymore, so that it's kind of considered a mechusar eiver already. And that's why the Eved does not go free with it, even though with an eye, he will make him a mechusar eiver. This does relate also to the Rav Unterman has a tshuva about it, about using eyes for medical research. And do we say the human eye is any different regarding nivel hames and hanam and hames than any other part of the body? Because it's not nikar from the outside. Just close the eyelid and there's not, you don't see that you are. Is there any other type of limb, you might say, you know, is worse because it's nikar, but the eye is not. Or do you say that some sources talking about tchias hamesim, using limbs from others, you know? So, but anyway, this Gemara relates to that a little bit because it talks about the eye is not osid lipol, and therefore, if you knock it out, it makes him a mechusar eiver, mashen ken a tooth. Vitzricha. And the Gemara says, we need both of these. We need both these statements that, of what? Number one, that if you make him, if the adon makes the eye or the tooth into something that is not functional, then the eved goes free. And also, if he makes it, if he does the makeh b'patash, even though it was only a little bit usable beforehand, he also goes free. V'tzricha, you need both cases. D'yesh b'na ha'kamaisa, if you only had the first case, where the Gemara says that if it was a healthy eye, and then you made it weak, so then it depends if it's usable or not. Mishum d'mei kar nahor bari, v'hasha nahor kechisha. Maybe that's a case where the Eved goes free because it started off healthy and now it got weaker, so maybe it has to start off healthy in order to create the Yitziah. But in a case where it started off weak anyway, so then even if it's still usable, aim low, I might have thought that there is no concept of Yitziah of the Eved in this case. And if you only had the second case, you might have thought only there does the Eved go free, because there you finish the job. He's totally Rachmana Litzlan. He's totally blind afterwards. Aval Hasandul Samuel Lagamre Emalo. But over there, in the case of where he goes from healthy to not so usable, you might thought that Emalo, he doesn't go free. So in that case, that's why you need both cases to teach me, both if the eye starts off healthy, and number two, if you finish the job. Either way, if you make it unusable for him, so that is why it does not work. That's why it does work, and you need both cases in the brisa. Good. Fourth wide line, Chavdal and Amabes. Tan Rabban. Harishaya Rabba Rofe. What if the master of this Eved is a doctor? Vamalo Licholo Eno. And the Eved asks the master to do some type of procedure on the eye. Right, to color his eye, Licholo Eno, to fit him for contact lenses. To do something close to the eye, Vesimen, by mistake, Rachmana Lislan, the master blinded him. By accident. Lachter Loshino, if the master was asked by the Eved, the master's a dentist, and he was doing something around the tooth, and around the where the connection is, Vipilin, by mistake he knocked out the tooth. So the question is, does he go free in that case? So says the Tanakama, Shichek ba'adon v'yatzal v'cheres. Yeah, he takes a nice smile of the adon and say, nice try, and he walks out free. That's also because it's not a din in having kavana to destroy it, to knock it out, says the Tanakama. Rishabe Gamliel Omer, no, v'shichasa, and he destroys the tooth, achis kaivan l'shachasa. Yoni chayev, when you have kavana to destroy. And these are cases of accidents, therefore he does not go free. For Rabbanan Hai v'shichasa mayadilei, what are the Rabbanan used for shichasa for? If they do not require kavana l'shaches, they use it for the following. Rablazar Omer Harish Hoshi Yadu Lamei Shifchaso. If somebody sticks his hands into the mei, into the uterus of the shifcha, let's say the shifcha is pregnant and he's trying maybe to get out the baby, v'sima ubar shivimeyeha, and by mistake he blinds the ubar, the fetus. Potter in that case, he is a potter. Why is he potter? My taima, omar krop. Because the Bible says v'shichasa achiyechavin l'shachasa, you have to have kavana l'shaches. Why is that better, potter, than the first case? Because there you have no kavana for the eye at all. You have no kavana for the eye, so that's where even the Tanakamba is going to agree to be that you're pater. If you have kavana to do something to the eye, so then it's going to set the Eved free. That's what the Tanakamba holds. The idach mi v'shichas v'shichas anafka. The second opinion, Rabbi Elazar says that you learn it out from both, the double lashon of v'shichas and shichasa. The idach shichas v'shichasa lo darshan. The first opinion, the Tanakamba does not darshan that double lashon. So it's a machlokas. If you have kavana, what do you see like from this gemara? If you have kavana, not for the eye at all, and an eye comes out, then everybody agrees that you're pater, that the Eved does not go free. If you have kavana for the eye, but not to destroy it, that's the machlokas. If kavana to destroy the eye, to take the eye out, that everybody agrees, you do go free. Based on that, Tosfos asks a question. Tosfos Zimra Asmi Boy. Tosfos says, Hashta Mashma to Kuliyama, the Kishlom is kavana eye and pater. As we said, if you don't have kavana for the eye at all, and you're just going for the uterus, so then it's pater. But there's a problem from Baba Kama. Because the Tema, the prayer case, the regala, my rabba. Remember the case, Chaisumanachas, lo Evan Becheko. Somebody's sleeping, and he has a rock on his stomach. And he doesn't remember it. And Lohi Kirami Yolam, and let's say he never knew. Let's say somebody else put the rock on his stomach, and then all of a sudden he's sleeping, and he wakes up, and he gets up, and after he gets up, the rock falls off, and goes and falls onto an Eved. And where there talks about if it does any damage, falls onto an Eved, and it knocks out the Eved's tooth. So is he chayiv in that case? That's a machlokas. Machlokas Rishu Gamliel and the Rabbanan. The question is, what do you mean? There you have no kavana for the eye. I thought, says Tosfos, if you have no kavana to do anything for the eye, you should be pater. So Tosfos says, the yesh loma the shiny hacha. Here it's not just that if you don't have kavana for the eye at all, so then you're going to be pater. There's an added element. Here, not only you don't have kavana for the eye, but he has kavana to help out the Eved. Two good things. That's where everybody agrees pater. Everybody agrees pater. The Eved doesn't go free if he has good intentions to help out the Eved and no kavana for the eye. But either or, just one of them, there can still be an issue of responsibility. So therefore, don't compare this case of Yitzias Eved to the case of Nizkei Mamon, where Eved is damaged. The Shita L'Nodu L'Mi, again, also has a Estos Kashi. He says maybe there's a difference over there because Adam Mu'ad La'Olam. Again, a principle in Bava Kama, in the middle Prakim. The Kivan to Adam Mu'ad La'Olam, a man is responsible for his actions no matter what. The Gemara says, whether it's, even if it's Ones Shogeg, the question is, Machlokas Rishonim, Ones Gamur, we'll get to that one day. But Sita Nadav as well, the Olam says, the Shita Nadav Lami, Kishanafla Evan Micheko, Vesimo Hayin, Kimiskavin La'ayin Dami. Because of Adamu the Olam, and has the status of Ki'ilu Hiyad Kavana. Aval Moshe Yadu Lamiyai Shifchaso, Ones Gamuru, Tzalohavi Lamazi Lizahuri Be'eno, Kivin Sheino Ro'eo, he doesn't see it, it's inside the Shifcha. Right, there's no laparoscopic mirrors or windows that we could see inside. So that's why there's a difference between the contexts.
But the baby, the fetus, is not his slave yet.
Is the fetus a slave yet? That relates to the concept of uber yerech ima or not, whether the uber is considered an extension of the mother or not. But either way, you see whether it's considered an act of hashchasa. In this case, that would send an eved free. Okay, three lines from the bottom. Amar of Sheshes. Continuing, Harisha Haisa Eino Samuya Vechatata. Sheisha says, what happens? It's the case we referred to before. Let's say the Eved is blind already, but the master took out the eye. So the Eved still goes free, even though he was already blind. My time, a Mechusar Everhu, because the master made him a Mechusar Ever, given the status of one missing a limb, therefore he goes free. But Tanatuna and the Brisa also supports this. Tamus Vizichrus Bebehema, Ve Tamus Vizichrus Baofos. The concept of sacrificing a tamim animal, right, a non-balmum, only applies to animals and not to birds. Birds don't have the status of tam or balmum, or zichrus, or also males. Veda zichrus ba'ofos. Yachol yavsha gapa nikta raglam nikta ena. You might think that nothing applies to birds, even where a limb is missing. Not just a problematic limb, a balmum. But you might think, even if a limb is missing, you can sacrifice a bird on the mizbeach. Tamalomer, no. Min ha'of lo kal ha'of. From birds to give karbanas, and not all birds. Meaning, it's a big principle in Hilchos Karbanas that birds have no problem of balmum, only of mechusar aver. But what are the examples of mechusar avers there? Yav shagapa, the wing dries up. Nikta ragla, the foot gets chopped off. Nechtata eina. So you see if the eye comes up. So you see that a missing eye, and we're comparing Hilchas Karbanis, the Hilchas Avadim, of Yitzias Eved, you see that is called a Mechusar Eved, and therefore it would send the Eved free. If the wing is dried up, so is that Mechusar Eved? That's not a Balmum? Right, where it says Balmum, you're not worried about. So it says Yavshagapa, the wing dries up, it's still there. So the Rashba says, yeah, if a wing is dried up, the Rashba quotes the Ravid, because of Ravidzal, Afal Pisha Adayin Mechubar Begufo, Mechusar Eiver Mikri. Even though it's still attached to the bird, it's called Mechusar Eiver. Kivan Shekal Kocho Shel Of Bechnafav V'Yivshu. Because what's a bird about? Bird's about flying. And if a bird has a problem with a leg, okay. If a bird has a problem with a wing, so then it lost its whole mahus. Where does this come up, Lamaisa? The first tshuva in Avnei Nezer. The first tshuva. He has tshuvas go al Seder Arachayim, the Shulchan Aruch. So the first tshuva, Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parashat Kitavo, Tafer Ish Nun Vav, 1896. Right? What does it say? Dvar Ha'ish Yado Hasmalis Achazto Ruach. Person is somewhat paralyzed in his left arm. Shekorin Luft. Sure, that is some type of non-feeling. Ve'ein lo ba shum hergish me'akitzas machat. You stick a needle into the left arm, he doesn't feel anything. V'harofim amru noash l'machlato. The rofim say it's not coming back, the feeling. So the kasha to the Avnei Nezer was, what arm do you put tefillin on? What arm do you put tefillin on? He's a righty. He's supposed to put on the weaker arm. Right? Yadcha is with a hay, so you darsh the maradarsh is with a weaker arm. What if you have no feeling in the left arm? If you don't have an arm at all, so you put on the other arm. But if he has no feeling in the left arm, not the fingers. If you have the arm, then you put on the arm. The ikar is where the box goes. There's the ritzuos are extra to hold it on. So my yatam anachas filin umistafek ulai gam yad kayotziba, right? Vechitema maisi hadikidush and dafchav dalad yavshar gapa chashem mechusar ever meet the puzzle. But our Gemara says the wind dried out this puzzle by a bird. So here too, maybe it's a dried out arm, so it's not. It's considered mechusar ever. So he says, "L'didi pashit seyaz out an answer." No, dafka ba'of. Why? Dishmo al shem afifa. Why is an oaf called an oaf? Because it's ya'uf. It flies. Kidach siv ba'of ya'ofef. Last week's parasha. Al karcha chashiv kol kocha begafav. So therefore, that's the only reason it's possible by a bird. That's the whole mahus. And also, maybe it's called a mum meguna, because the Gemara in Zvachim. So therefore, don't bring me rayas from this Gemara to humans. So Lamaisa, he ends up by saying, maybe you'll quote me from Lulav HaGazel. What's Lulav HaGazel? Lulav HaGazel, why is a dry lulav possible? So our Gemara says, Hadar, Yushalmi says, Lo HaMesim Yehalaluka. Right? Yeah, Lo HaMesim, a dead thing can't praise you, Hashem, and a Yavesh considered mace. So maybe you have to, you can say that too. So he says, no, I don't think so. Lamaisa, he ends up saying, you should put on the left arm. We're just mentioning it. We're just saying this shuvah l'didik ha'gadol shekol yad kayam yaniach b'smol. It's all there. Just don't feel. You put it on the left arm. That's the first shuvah in Yavne Nezer. Quotes this Rashba's concept le'maisa. Quotes the le'maisa. And now we continue. Amar Rav Chiya Barashi. Amar Rav Haisalo Yaseres Achatcha. What if the Eved has an extra finger? And you cut it, and the master cut it off. So Eved Yosef Lecheiros, also the Eved goes free in that case. Amar Hamnuna Vihu Shenisperes Al Gav Hayad. As long as it is a finger that's counted with the rest of the hand. Meaning, if you have a finger coming out of a part of the hand that doesn't go with the rest of the row, so that it's not called a finger, and there wouldn't be a problem with it. Thank you. Okay. Savi. Okay, it wasn't so close. Okay. Savi Dinizunya Lo Asa the Perkei Rav Chisda. Story. The elders of Nezunya one time didn't come to Rav Chisda Shir. Didn't come Shabbos afternoon. Amalei L'Rav Hamnuna, Zilt said it was an early Shabbos, and maybe it wasn't an early Shabbos, they didn't have a good excuse. So Amalei L'Rav Hamnuna, Zilt San Inhu. So Rav Chisda tells Rav Hamnuna, go put them in Chayrim. Zilt San Inhu. Sanua means hidden away, and you went away for Shabbos, but you have an excuse, you told me beforehand. Zilt San Inhu, go and go be Matzniya them, right, to put him in Chayrim. Rashi says, Zed Lashin Nidui L'Tamad Chacham. Because he's going to have to be alone. Azal Amar Lahu, so Azal goes. Amar Lahu, he tells them, my time lost Rabban on the Perka. Why did you miss Shir today? Why did the Rabban come to the Shir today? Oblei Amaynesi, why should we come? To be in Mine Milsa, Velo Pashalon. We asked him a Kasha, he hasn't gotten us back with the answer yet. Still waiting for the answer. Well, we should come again to a Shir. Let him first call me, and then I'll call him back. Amar Lahu, so answers Rav Hamnuna. Did you ever ask me a question which I didn't answer? Right, so the question is, what does that have to do with Rav Chisda? Mm-hmm. They said, if we ask the Kadu Rav Chisda, so what does Rav Hamnuna answer? Did you ever ask me a question which I didn't answer you? So Stame means that he's saying, look, Rabbanim answer their questions. If he didn't answer, it must be because he has a reason. Right? So, you know, did you ever ask me a question I didn't answer you? So, bo mine, so they said, okay, we'll ask you. Eved shesirso. Rabo bebeitzim mahu. Kumum shebegali dami olo. The halacha is, as we're going to see soon, and we had a little bit yesterday, the only mum that an eved goes free for is a mum shebegali. A revealed mum from the outside, one that's visible from the outside of a person's body. So the question they asked is, what happens if the master wounds the eved bebeitzim? Right, in his testicles, which are covered, but they are somewhat nikar from the outside. Kamum shebagali, do you treat it like an external mum, and therefore the Eved would go free in that case? Olo, or not, is it considered an internal? That's what bothered them. Lo havi biyade. And if Hununu didn't have the answer. Hununu didn't have the answer, even though they just said, did you ever ask me something? So Amru lo mashimcha, they said, what's your name again? So Amalu Hamnuna. My name's Hamnuna. Amru le lav Hamnuna ela Karnuna. What's Karnuna? What's Karnuna? So Rashi says Karnuna is Yoshev Kronos Ata, below Bal Torah. You're somebody who sits on the corners, right? They you boasted that that you know the answer to every question, right? So Yoshri Kronos, very charif. Tosfos says, on top he quotes Rashi, then he also quotes Rabbi Nachananel, Karnuna, Nuna is a fish in Aramaic. So Karnuna, you're a cold fish. You're not Hamnuna, hey and Ches, right? You're not Hamnuna, like a hot fish all ready to eat. You're Karnuna. You're a cold fish. You're a cold fish. That's Tosfos. The Ritva here says, I need to give shot for Rashi. He's calling him Yoshe Kronos. Right? So the Ritva here says, he quotes Pshat and Rashi, Koshaksas, Ma'in Karnuna is al Hamnuna. Right? This Tosfos is Pshat to what, comparing Hamnuna to Karnuna. So what's Rashi? They just changed the word. They switched the letter. So the Ritva said, no, Ki Hamnuna Lashin Yosei Ne'eman Bebeis HaMedrash. Hamnuna is like Hemin, Emuna. Right, so it's like a Yosei. He's the reliable peg in the base medrash. For who hefach Karnunan? He's not the reliable peg. He's the Yoshvei Kronos. That's the specific connection. Either way, it was an insult. So Aslakam Rav Chizda. So Rav Hamnuna came back to the Rebbe. He says, look, they asked me this kasha. So Amar Lei Masitza by Binach. What do you mean? You could have answered them from a brisa. It's a brisa that Mishnah that you could have mentioned. Ditzan the Mishnah says a negaim. There are 24 tips of Evarim in a person. Kulam, the tips of the fingers, tips of the toes, tips of the nose, right? We're going to list them, right? And all of them, Kulam, all of them are not Tamei Mishum Michya. If you learn Parshas Tazria, right, there are different types of Negaim, of Tzaras, different types of marks. And the Torah describes, does it have healthy skin around it? Does it have healthy skin in it? Is it red? Is it white? All different types of details. So one of them is called Michya. Michya has healthy skin in a certain area surrounded by leprous skin. So all of where is that on the body? Where is it metami a person? So the Gemara, the Mishnah says it's not metami if it's on one of the tips of the skin. That's not saras. Why? Because it has to be visible to a Kohen altogether. And on the tips of these limbs, the coin can't see it together because they slant down. The tip of a finger, it slants down on the side, so you can't see it totally at once. That's why it's not metami mishum michya. If it's, again, tzaras is not just a physical, you don't get tzaras just because you get something, you have to be declared by a coin to have tzaras. So therefore, if the halachi is that it's not tzaras if it's on the tips of these, right? If it's yantif, the coin doesn't look at it. Ah, it's any less tzaras. The answer is you don't look at it on the regal. Right, different halachas. Eluhain. So what are the 24 tips? Rashi etzbos yadamar glayim, the 20 tips of toes and fingers. Rashi asnayim, the tips of the ears. Rashi achotem, the tip of the nose. Rashi rosh agviya, and the tip of the eber hazachar. Rashi dadim shebeisha, and the tips of the breasts of a woman. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, so those are the ones that everybody agrees to. Rabbi Yehuda Omer afshebe ish. Even the tips of the nipples of a man, right? Even though they are not, they don't bulge out. Still, that those also will not create a michya. V'tani Allah, v'kulam eviyasim l'cheiris. And we learned about this Bryce Mishnah, which talks about negayim. But if the master injures any of these parts of the body, the eved would go free with these parts of the body. Rabbi Omer afasirus. Rabbi says even sirus goes free. Sirus, if somebody is misares, literally castrates an ebed, right? It comes up with very lamaisa with veterinarians and neutering, big ishailus lamaisa. So Rabbi Omer afasirus, right? Also that makes sets the ebed free. Benazi Omer afalashon, also the tongue. That's also considered a nikar, not an external, but a visible part of the body because it opens your mouth. You talk all the time. So now Omar Mar. So now Rav Chizda continues his answer to Rav Hamnuna. That's the Omar Mar here. So Rebbe Omar Fasirus. Rebbe had added on that even for Sirus, an Eva goes free. So Sirus Demai, what was he Misaris? Which part of the male anatomy did he act upon? So Ile Masiris the Gid, is it the Sirus of the Gid, the Aver itself? So Haini Gvia. It said that is one of the Ivarim, Rosh HaGvia. So it already said that in the list. Elav Sirus the Beitzim. It must be Sirus of the Beitzim, and therefore this answers the Kasha. That if your Masari's the Beitzim, it's considered a Mum Shebegalui, and therefore the Eved should go free. That's how you could have answered the elders of Nizunya. Period. Stop for a minute. The Makna answers, to be Masari somebody's Nisa Daraisa. Nisa Daraisa, be Masari someone. You get Malkus for it. Somebody does that Ister. So we have a principle from Ksubis and elsewhere, Ein Adam Lokeo Mishalim. You don't get two punishments for one act. That's Kimle B'drava Minet. That's if you, I mean, similar, but also Ein Lokeo Mishalim. So here, If you're Masaris, if he's Masaris and Eved, he's going to get Malkus. He should also monetarily lose by having his Eved go free. So, in a loka mishalim, how could that be? Asked the Machna. So the Machna answers, it must be that he was Masaris him in a way that he wouldn't get Malkus. Mm-hmm. Meaning me'eleha. What way did he do that? What could that be? Like the Rambam talks about cases where a person puts somebody else in a very cold or hot water and then makes them sterile in that way. Right, so that's a lot. That's not really, that's a grumma. That's not really a direct act. If we want to get Malkus in that case, right? Hushivu b'sheleg o b'mayim achabita b'menu evari tashmish. Right, so that's a case of Sivris that he wouldn't get Malkus. That's, you have to say something like that. Or another example given, another answer given by some of the other achronim is that really ain't a loki mishalim. But what if the damaged one was Toface, grabbed his money that he's owed? It could be ain't a loki mishalim only means Bezin won't inflict two punishments. But if the person gets it himself, Bezin will allow him to keep it because really he owes it. It's just a gzeiras hakas, and Bezin can't inflict two punishments. But if the person grabs the money, so then it would be allowed to keep it. Okay, second wide line. End of the line. Rebbe Yomar Afasirus. So what? The Mishnah had a list of 24. Then Rebbe added on Sirus, and Benazai added on Lashon, the tongue. So Rebbe added on Sirus. For Rebbe Lashon Lo, but Rebbe doesn't agree to the tongue, because that's afterwards. Only Benazai adds that on for Aminu. But we learned Hare Misha Haya Maze. Kohen is being Maze. What's Maze? Right, sprinkling. Person becomes Tamei Mase. So the Kohen has to sprinkle the ashes of the Paraduma, mixed with a little water from the Kiyar, onto the person who was Tamei Mase. And it has to, the rule is, Rashi explains here, it has to hit the person who is Tamei on a revealed limb. On a revealed limb. So says the Gemara, Hare Misha Hayamaze. Okay? Misha Hayamaze is a shtender. Misha Hayamaze Vinitsa Haza Alpiv. What happens if he's sprinkling and the ashes of the paraduma go onto the person's mouth? So is that good enough? Is that considered a galui aver? So Rebbe Amar Hiza, good. V'chamar Amar Lo Hiza. Right, so my love, so what's the machlokas about? If it's on the mouth, the outer part of the mouth, of course is good. If it's inside, of course it's no good. So my love, alashonu, must be the machlokas is about the tongue. That's how you can have a machlokas about it. What do you see? Rebbe holds it's okay. So you see, Rebbe considers the tongue an external, a galui aver, and therefore it should be good enough for yitzias eved also. So my answer is low, al sfasa. No, it's talking about the lips. Not about the tongue. No riot about the tongue. Alsfasa pshita. What do you mean? The lips, of course. Lips are external. You look at somebody, you see their lips. So ma de tema zimna de chalam sifse. No, sometimes persons could close their lips a little bit. Right? So you could close your mouth tightly and not see the lips. Kamash balan. Still, we say no. Lips are considered external. Let's look at external. So Shmuel continues. 1 second. Vahatanya. Not Shmuel, but you'll see Vahatanya. Alashono. But we have a brisa that said they were my favorites arguing about the tongue. The Otanya, and also we have another brisa, Vishenital Rov Halashon. We have a brisa, Mishachas Bechoros, what's considered a mum in an animal. So the brisa, the source in Bechoros says, if most of the tongue is missing. And Rebbe Omer, Rov HaMedaber Shebelshono. No, you don't need Rov of the tongue, you need most of the Medaber part of the tongue. That means the tongue part that's not attached to the mouth, meaning the most of the tongue that's used in the power of speech. So that's what creates a Baal Mum. So you see, Rebbe is in the world of assuming tongues are a baal mum, and that also is only if a baal mum is only external there. So Ella Rebbe, the answer is no. Rebbe Omer Sirus only by Lashon. And you're right. Rebbe really said grease to both. Not only a Sirus does a Ebbe go out for Sirus, but also the Lashon. Even though it sounds like Benazai added it on, Rebbe agrees to that. Benazai Omer Lashon aval Sirus lo. And Benazai says only Lashon, but not Sirus. Umay af, and what's the af, the even that Benazai added on to? Akamaisa. On the 24, and in this 24, then Ben Azai says even tongue, and Rebbe says both. The problem is Yachin Niktav Levar Azai Bereisha. So why don't you put Ben Azai first? Right, you have the list of 24. Then Ben Azai adds on the tongue, and Rebbe adds on also Sirus. So Rebbe should be second. Ben Azai only adds on one. Rebbe adds on two. So Gemara says no. Tana Shama de Rebbe Vakava. The Tana first heard Rebbe. He heard Rebbe's statements. He added it on to the Mishnah. Fishamalo de Benazai Vitani, and then he heard Benazai's statement, so he added that on to the discussion. Umishalo Zadim Kobah, but he didn't want to change the order. Because there was already a Mishnah, and then there was Rebbe's statement that went along with it, and then Benazai. Why didn't he want to change it? So Rashi says, because the old Mishnah is by heart in those days. And once you have something that you know by heart, it's very hard to change it. It's very hard to try to put something else in and change the mistakes or even change something that's new information. So he didn't want to change it. He'd rather them all know it. It's an interesting Rashi. Fourth, look at the fifth wide line of Rashi. All the Talmidim knew it this way. Lo zaza shor Rebbe mimkomo. He didn't change Rebbe. V'sidro shor Benazai acharei. He just put Benazai afterwards. Why? L'visha girsa hashkura bepeh, kashil l'shanosa v'lachzer l'garsa b'lashan acher. I say girsa d'yankasa. Right? Whatever you have. Have you it, by habit, and you already know exactly, so then it's very hard to change. That's why he didn't want to change it. Interesting, just one ha'ara that Rashi, the Gemara here says that Rebbe says, which part of the tongue is a mum? Rof ha'medaber. Do animals have a medaber? Talking about animals here, bali mum and animals. You would call that a medaber? It's only called it's called the medaber part of the tongue, which people would use for medaber, even though we're describing animals. So for Rov HaMadaber Belshono, even though we're talking about animals, right? Relates to the Kuzari, I think we mentioned in the past, the Kuzari has the four levels of being in the world. The inanimate objects, the domains, the rocks, and the dirt. You have the growers, Someach, but we call a tree as alive or dead, but really it's not alive in the same way as other things are alive. It grows, it's Someach. The next level up is Chai, animals, and then on top of that is Medaber. Right, so medaber really is what makes us unique. Ruach Mamala, the unculus in Parshas Gracious. But here, interesting, it uses medaber just to describe part of the tongue, even though we're talking about animals. Period. Amar Ula. Let's talk about the tongue a little more. Hakol modim b'lashon l'inyan tuma d'galui hu eitz l'sheretz. Something to become tame, only an external, a galui part of your body could become tame. So everybody agrees that the tongue is considered galui regarding a sheretz, regarding an avatuma making a person tame, right, an insect. That is, everybody agrees that it's considered an outside limb. My taima, asher yiga ba'am rachmana, because tumah is all about able to touch, v'hainayim b'anagihu, and you could touch, the sheretz could touch the tongue on the outside. La'inyin tefila ketamadami, and everybody agrees regarding tevila, it's considered hidden, meaning your tongue doesn't have to get wet when you go into the mikvah. My taima, v'rachat besor abamayim, Am Rachmana, your basar has to get wet in the water, ma besor me'avroi, just like your basar is on the outside, afkol me'avroi. So they're everything on the outside. So everybody agrees by tuma that it's considered an external limb. Everybody agrees by tevila it's considered an internal limb. Lo nechlego elizanin hazah. The machlokas is about what we had already, and that is regarding sprinkling of the paraduma ashes onto somebody who became tame. Rebbe medami lo latuma. Rebbe compares hazah to becoming tame. Rabbanan medami lo hu latvila, and the Rabbanan compare it to tevila becoming tahar. V'shravayo b'haikar k'miflikin. They both argue about how you interpret the following pasuk, the beginning of Parshas Chukas. V'hiza hadara latame, right? The tahar, meaning the kohen, sprinkles on the tame person. V'chulu. Rebbe savar, how do you read the pasuk? V'hiza hadara latame b'yamashvi b'yamashvi. The tahar, the kohen, sprinkles on the tame on day 3 and day 7. That is tame meis v'chit'o, and he purifies him. So he darshins from the, in the same pasuk you have al hatamei v'chit'o, and you purify him with the sprinkling. So you compare tuma to the hazah. Chit'o is the lashon of the hazah, the sprinkling. So Rebbe says, just like the tuma, it's considered a external, so too by the purification hazah is considered external. Rabbanan Savri, no, you compare the next phrases in the pasuk. V'chit'o b'yom ha'shvi'i, and you sprinkle on him on day 7. V'chibes v'gadav rachas amai, and then he goes to the mikvah. So you compare the tefila, you compare hazah to tevila. Rabbanan nami nadami l'tuma. It's one of the Rabbanan like to darshan it the other way. Why didn't they compare the hazah to tuma? Tara mitara have a little melef. Hazah is part of the tara process, and tefillah is part of the tara process. Better to compare those two. Meaning the pasuk could have gone either way. So there must be a svara behind it. So Rebbe says, it's better to compare tara to tara. For the Rabbanan. For Rebbe nadami l'tefillah, why didn't Rebbe compare hazah to tefillah also? Why does he compare it to tuma? The chibes begadav hipsaka inyan. Because you have an extra phrase in the pasuk. The chibes begadav, which must be mafsik, and therefore you cannot connect it to the following phrase of rachas lamayim. Period. Ask the Gemara, 1 second. V'sava Rebbe linyan tefillah ketamun dami? Regarding tefillah, a tongue is considered tamun, and it doesn't have to get wet? V'ama rabin amar avada... Amar Avada Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Don't we have a story? Ma'isa b'shivcha shal Rebbeis Rebbe. Shetavla, the shivcha of Beis Rebbe went to the mikvah. Va'al said she came out of the mikvah. V'nimsa etza meishineha. And it came out she had a bone between her teeth. What happened? V'yitzricha Rebbe tefila cheres. Rebbe made her go to the mikvah again. I thought inside the mouth is not cold. You don't have to get water there. So Mark, what's the important, well-known principle? Nehi debias mayim lo be'inan. Makom haroi lovo b'mayim be'inan. You're right, water doesn't have to go in there, but water has to be fit to go in there. You can't have any problems in the mouth, even though water, a woman goes to the mikvah, she doesn't have to have her mouth open, but she has to make sure there's no chatzitzas in the mouth, because it has to be ra'ui l'bi asmayim. It has to be fitting. Kid the Reb Zera, as Reb Zera says, the Amar Reb Zera, sorry, we'll go right, the Amar, we'll talk about that in a second, the Amar Reb Zera, call a roi l'bi le bila makevesbo, anything that's fit to be mixed, the mixing is not ma'akev, and roi l'bi le bila makevesbo, if it's not fit to be mixed, bila is ma'akev. In other words, the context is by a karban mincha does not have to be mixed, the oil and the flour, but it has to be fit to be mixed. So if somebody makes a neder that they're going to give a mincha of 61 isaron, right? I think it's 61 isaron, right? 61 isaron. So the halacha is you have to give it in two kalim. 60 isaron of flour in one kli and one isaron in the other kli. Why? Because we have a misara that 61 doesn't mix well. Right? So you can't put it in one kli. You don't have to mix it. You don't have to mix it. The answer is it has to be fit to be mixed well. Belila yafe. And therefore, that's why that's the makar for if it's fit to be mixed, it doesn't have to be mixed. But if it's not fit to be mixed, that's why it is a problem. Tosva says in the Hemshach of Tosva's call, it's on the Amid Beis, turning over, but the eighth skinny line, Tosva asks, Umiyukasha, he said, I don't understand the kahukats of Mukalaroi Labila. My time of the Roy, Isha Nakasa Belila Akev. Does the Torah want it or not? What do you mean? This has to have the potential for it. What do you mean potential? Who cares about potential? Lamaisa, do you need it or do you not need it? The Yishlom Tosva says, "Devale shanakas of balo kamapam." It mentioned, let's say, the mixing many times. Avalokasa balashin sivui. It never mentioned it as something you have to do. It mentioned it as derech sipur. That's the Ritva's lashon. So if it just mentions it without commanding it, that's how we could darshan that it is a lachachila, not a bidyevet. It's a very important line about this principle in Tosva's and Maseches Nida. Tosva's in Nida on Daf Samach Vav asks, "V'im tomar." Why don't you need B.S. Mayim in Beis Hastarim? Amaylo b'ina B.S. Mayim l'chadchila with Beis Hastarim. Right? L'chadchila, you need mixing. L'chadchila, by all the other Kalaroi L'bilas, there are l'chadchilas by some of the others. So why don't, or by other context. So why here? Don't you need at least l'chadchila? She should keep her mouth open. But it's not even l'chadchila. The answer is, v'yesh lomar de'ein svar agabe tefila. It doesn't make sense to have a l'chadchila and a b'dievet by tefila. Why? Because when you're talking about a matir, says Tosfos, it's either matir or not matir. Where do you have the concept of a l'chadchila b'dieved? By a mitzvah. By a mitzvah. Okay, it's best to do chalitza this way, but b'dieved do it this way. It's best to do bikurim with this way, and if not, do bikurim this way. By mitzvahs, you can have l'chadchila b'dieved ways to do it. By matirim, it either matters you or it doesn't matter you. If you don't need it, so it's not part of the matir. So that's Tosfos' important lashon that the Achronim pick up on in need that Aslan Achlavim base. As was mentioned, this is a huge discussion, halakha l'maisa, in terms of fillings, in terms of other permanent fillings, and temporary fillings, and braces, and anything else that might be in a mouth. Reb Moshe has a tshuva, I'll just mention it to you, if you never saw it, it's important to look up, in Yoredeya Chelek Aleph, Simin Samach Tzadik Ches, where he talks about a case where a woman had a ear infection. And the doctor says she wasn't allowed to get the inside of the ear wet, so she wanted to put a cotton ball with a little Vaseline on it all the way into the ear. Right? Because she couldn't get it wet. So is that called Beis Hastarim? Is that allowed? Is that not allowed? You know, is that Ein Roi L'Bias Mayim? So Rav Moshe mentions a Chiddush. Yeshnei Mine Chatzitzos. There are two types of Chatzitzos, says Rav Moshe. One that's attached to the body, and one that's just covering a part of the body. He says, something that is just covering the body, like let's say you have a band-aid on you or something on you, that's chatzitza type 2. That's covering the body, that's not attached to the body. I think I'm just giving a guess here. Let's not take a band-aid, because maybe that would be considered attached. Let's say a watch, a ring, something like that that's covering the body. Or emotions, that's not an inherent part of the body. So that's a chatzitza by galui. Beis Hastarim, what needs Roy L'Bias Mayim? It's Roy as long as it doesn't have Chatzitza type 1. But Chatzitza type 2, that it's not attached, but it's just blocking, so that's allowed in Beis Hastarim. So that's where Moshe allows this cotton bowl, because it's not attached. That attach comes up by contact lenses. Mm-hmm. Contact lenses, L'Chachilu, we try to take them out. Let's say if a woman forgets, that's not attached. Right? Oh, you have to say, according to your Moshe, that a piece of wood stuck between the teeth very tightly, that's called attached. Because you can't get it out. That's the example of the Gemara that the Gemara gives. But these are all, it's a very important yesod that Rav Moshe has. Okay, let's continue. Kitanoi. It's really machlokas tanam. Getting back to what we started off earlier, what's machlokas tanam? Whether being misares, the beitzim is considered a mumsha begali or not. Uma v'kasas v'nasa v'karus. The pasuk in Vayikra talks about the mumin, different types of harm that happened to the Aver Hazachar. Kulan bebeitzim divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says all of these crushed and ripped and severed. All of them apply to the beitzim of a man. And you know all of these are mumim shebegalui. So bebeitzim below begid, it doesn't apply to the actual Aver. Ela kulan af bebeitzim divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says no, even to the beitzim. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda, that's the shita that holds is considered mumim shebegalui. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Amar no kulan begid. Only the gid and not the basim, because he considers basim as covered because it's in the sack. It's not considered a mumshab, an aver hagalui, and therefore that's the machlokas tanam. And Rabbi Yossi is machalik between the mach v'kasas af basim, because those types of wounds are nikar if there's a crushed element that's nikar even in the basim. Nasach v'karus begid in basim lo. Some type of cut that wouldn't be nikar in the basim, it would only be nikar in the gid, so he's machalik between the four. Two and two. Okay. Vaiter. Back to kinyanim. Says the Mishnah. How are you kona animals? Behemagasa nicknames with Mesira. Behemagasa, a large animal, is nicknamed with Mesira giving over the reins, giving over the saddle, giving over the walk, taking the animal by the hair, right? Giving over, Mesira, Lumsor. Vahadaka bahagba. And the small animals, sheep and goats, hagba by lifting it up, right? Divrebi Meir. That's where Rebbe Meir holds. Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Eliezer. Vahachamim omri behemadaka nicknames with Meshicha. The Chamsein behemadaka, no, is nicknamed with pulling. You don't have to lift it up. You just pull it. Pulling it is good enough. The Tosfos here discusses how, if according to the Tanakhama, if Behemagasa is nikkes mesira only by handing it over, what do you do by nifse hager? How you or from hefker? There's no mesira there. There's no mesira there. That's how you ever kone it. So Tosfos suggests that. Where's Tosfos? Ikal shenuye. Maybe there's a chilik between mekach u'memkar and nichsei hager. Or if you find something, only when it's possible. The Tanakhama holds you need mesira. If it's not possible, you don't need mesira. Other rishonim in the Maharit, one of the achronim, suggests that relates to what we said in general. Haraz bailus. If you're not taking it from somebody, so you don't need mesira. You don't need less because of the context. So darsh rav v'kemunchia behemagasa nikdes b'meshicha. Rav darshdin in kemunchia that behemagasa is nikdes with pulling. Right, behemagasa is nicknamed with pulling. Hashkachinu l'shmuel l'tamid the rav. Shmuel found the tamid of rav. Amar lehu miyam rav. Behemagasa is nicknamed with meshicha. Did he say that? V'anami mesira time. We learned in the Mishnah mesira. Rav nami mesira amar. And I heard rav say it that it could be nicknamed with mesira. So hada meahi. Did rav was rav chozer bo as Shmuel? So who damar ki etani? No, he holds like the following tana that says both the tanya v'chacham omrim zuvazu nicknamed with meshicha. Gasa and Daka are nikne b'meshicha by pulling. Rabbi Shimon Omer Zevzeg Ba'abah. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you need Hagba. You have to lift all animals, says Rabbi Shimon. Maskev l'Rav Yosef, el me'ata, peel Rabbi Shimon b'ma yikne. So Rabbi Yosef asks, what do you mean? So how are you kona an elephant? Right? You kona an elephant, if you have to pick it up, it's impossible. So the Gemara, so why don't you do meshicha? Why don't you do meshicha? Zevzeg Ba'abah. Why not meshicha? So the Rashba says, whenever you have a better type of kinyon, you can never use a worse type of kinyon. And Hagbah is the best one according to the Shita. So is there any way to do Hagbah? So Amar Abaye b'Chalipin. Amar Abaye says maybe Chalipin is good, which we mentioned in the past is the universal Kenyan. The Kenyan shall das is not really focused on the act. Inami besocher es makomo, or you loose out the place where the elephant is. Right? So two ways to get out of Hagbah. Reb Zera Omer, no, you do Hagbah. Maybe Arba Kalim or Minichan Takas Raglov. You bring four kalim and you bring four blankets and you put it under the feet of the elephant, and that's why it's on your kalim. Chalipin
is better than
Meshicha. Is Chalipin better than Meshicha? No, it's different. It's a different, it sounds like it would work, even though, right, it's a different, right, it would work, even though the Rishonim say that Meshicha might not work. Somewhat better. So is this to tell me that the big sugi in Bamitzvah Basra, that the kalim of a buyer in the Rishus of the Mocher would work in the Rishus of the buyer? So, how come I skin? No, maybe there's no right to that sugi, but Simta, maybe it's in an alleyway, so it's not Rishus Arabim, or in the Rishus of the Mocher, Inami Bechavile Zmuros. Or, what he did was here, is that really he used Kinyan Hagbah. He piled up a bunch of leaves, so when the elephant had to go up, he really was lifted by these leaves. Okay, we have more to say on Chavilei Zmuros, but we'll start with that, Beis Hashem, tomorrow.